So the American Adventure, but now this is very on the nose to me, is that in the American Adventure, we find the attraction, the American Adventure. So it's the American Adventure at the American Adventure, which is...
wholly redundant.
Feels like, feels very Hall of Presidency to me.
Yeah.
So you have audio animatronics kind of replaying, I believe it's what, like key moments of the birth of America. Ben Franklin shows up. I feel like it's been so long since I've even done that. I don't really remember, but I just remember feeling like this is kind of Halls of Presidency.
Yeah, it's very much like taking a high school history book and just kind of reading the chapter headings.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Just a very broad overview of American history.
Yeah, but now if you enjoy a cappella singing and not a cappella shoo-bop-a-doo-bop, a cappella classic American songs, things like that, Voices of Liberty is there in the American Adventure, and they are actually extremely, extremely talented. Great voices. So that's something to see. And then there's also the Fife and Drum Corps that comes through there. Hmm. It's kind of a cool... what, I guess, Revolutionary War feeling.
I was going to say, yeah, that's very American Revolution. Kind of red coats and...
I kind of want to see them like running hats over to the UK and...
Whoa. I don't think that's allowed.
I think it could be a very interesting little deal, but, you know, they'd have to kind of go through Japan and France, you know, so they'd have to hit a couple places along the way, so I guess that's why they don't do that. But anyway...
Speaking of Japan, Brad, that's our next stop.
That's our next stop, but we haven't finished American Adventure. Oh. We haven't talked about dining in American Adventure.
Oh, yeah. Well, hamburger, hot dog, you know.
All right.
Meat, you know. High-fat things, high calorie. Cinnamon rolls. Grilled cheeses as the bun for your hamburger, you know, that's all American stuff.
That's as American as you can get, my friend. So, yes, if you have absolutely no desire to branch out, American Adventure is where you want to eat. And that sounds bad, but, you know, it's like I know people who are just very picky eaters. And if you're a very picky eater and all you know, you're like, I don't want any of this, anything that's going to be weird to me. I just want a hamburger. Go to American Adventure. You'll get a decent hamburger. There's a lot of seating. It kind of has like a cafeteria style feel to the seating.
Yeah.
And there's an awful lot of indoor seating, which can be nice on a real toasty day. So,
mm-hmm. And the place is beautiful. The restaurant, all kidding aside, the restaurant's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's very pretty. It's very, very like the Fife and Drum Corps. It's very Revolutionary War feeling. There's huge windows, lots of really old architecture. It's pretty.
Yes, but we're going to give these sorts of things a hard time because it's more the stuff that we see on a regular basis. So, yeah. But yes, that does move us on to Japan.
Japan.
Do they have a video? Is that their attraction?
I don't know. I don't think they have anything.
They've got something. Oh, they've got a gallery there. That's what it is.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Those dang galleries, they always sneak up on me.
Those dang galleries, which, you know, Japan is another one. Japan is an awesome gift shop. Awesome gift shop.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, because there's just so much, like, random stuff in there, and it's set up very much like a department store in Japan would be set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really, really cool. You'll get to see a lot of really cool stuff in there. And again, architecture,
right,
is very cool.
Where Japan really shines for me, though, is the dining.
See, I haven't done dining in Japan, so
Teppan Edo is the coolest hibachi I've ever seen. It is so like modern and awesome, and it's like, man, the architecture in there and the theming and everything is just like jaw-dropping. It's amazing.
So you mean they make 2 onion volcanoes?
They make 5 onion volcanoes. No, but... And this is... If we have any listeners at all, most of the people who are working at Hibachi Grills around where Brad and I live are people of Hispanic descent. We don't have a lot of truly Japanese people working at these places. And Teppanyaki has, you know, true Japanese chefs working. And they just, they care so much more about the show and about really showing off their country, much like most people in the World Showcase. They just really want to show off their country and show off the cuisine and what they can do. So it's different.
So there you go. So Teppanyaki, and then they've got a, I'm sure they have a counter service there as well, right?
Yeah, they have another table service called Tokyo Dining.
Okay.
That I've not eaten at.
So that's kind of on the nose.
Yeah. There's no question about where Tokyo Dining is located.
Yes, and that's also where the Katsura Grill would be.
Yeah.
Which I guess, that's their counter service there?
That's their counter service, yeah.
See, they've got chicken cutlet curry there, which I would be all over some of that. So.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yes. So you can spend a good amount. So you can spend a little bit of time in Japan checking out the gallery, going through the awesome gift shop, and then eating a little Teppanyaki.
And look, just looking at the Japanese architecture has been like, it's so interesting because it's so different than anything else. Like, you can tell the pride and the care that Japanese architects and Japanese builders put into what they do, because it just is beautiful. It's perfect. Every angle is beautiful. You know, it's like an Apple product where even the inside, you know, probably looks awesome and beautiful. I mean, they just take so much care, and just to go around and just, you know, look at the architecture, that's an attraction in and of itself for me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that very much fits like the Japanese way. I still remember when I went to Tokyo Disneyland, and the It's a Small World was out of service. It was 101, whatever you want to call it, and they had a cast member out there just repeating something. I have to assume it was something to the effect of, "I'm very sorry, this attraction is not working right now." And I mean, it was like such a deep bow, and she looked so like genuinely upset that she was somehow making your day worse by not you not being able to go on It's a Small World. And I'm just like, that's so not what I would see here.
Yeah.
It would be, you know, a cast member, "It's a Small World. Sorry, no, it's down right now." Yeah, sorry about that, you know, but...
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming back up, but just come back later.
Right, so... So Japan, very cool pavilion, and that brings us over to Morocco. Go ahead.
Aladdin is in Morocco, which is weird.
Well, they said, we need a Middle Eastern country. Morocco works.
It's close enough. So
that's where
I didn't spend much time in Morocco, but I think that the fact that their little entertainment band is called Moroccan,
yes,
is the weirdest little thing I've ever seen.
Moroccan's actually a pretty good band, though.
Is it?
Yes, it actually is. So
the name is just so cheesy.
It's Disney. So, but yeah, they actually are a cool band. And here's something that a lot of people don't notice about Morocco. It actually, if you look at a map, it goes pretty deep. It actually goes pretty far back there. And a lot of these countries do this. You can stay on the kind of that main walkway that kind of is just on the edge of the World Showcase Lagoon, and you can see these countries, and I don't know. It's very easy to feel like, okay, well, that's a facade of the country. Sweet, I can see everything and go on about it. But actually walking into these different pavilions, and I think Morocco is a very good example of this, you can see a lot more of the, again, that architecture, that thought that went into making this place very much like where you're looking at. as you walk further back into the pavilion, away from kind of that main walkway. So I think that's definitely makes a difference for every single one of these, but is especially noticeable to me in Morocco for some reason.
Well, now I feel bad about not spending so much time in Morocco.
Yes, so now you have to go back and spend more time in Morocco and listen to some Moroccan.
I love on the website, there's a woman in a really big, you know, dress dancing, and then a dude rocking a 5-string bass, like, it's awesome.
And again, it's very good. I haven't done any dining in Morocco. Or actually, you know what? I did. I forgot. I went to the Tangerine Cafe, and I thought it was pretty decent. I don't know. The Moroccan food's not like my first choice for stuff, so I think maybe that's why I'm just like, it was pretty decent, and not, yeah, it was amazing. Again, I think that's kind of more of a flavor thing. But I feel like I've heard good things about Restaurant Marrakech, which is their sit-down restaurant, and is located in the back of their pavilion, actually.
Well, I'll check that out next time. I'm definitely going to spend more time in Morocco because I feel guilty.
That's right. Now you will have to pay Morocco their due, and, you know, check out their fun little gift shop, which is actually, theirs is located right on the main walkway. And it's actually across from the rest of the pavilion. They've got a little gift shop there. It's kind of cool, too. So you can get those little, you know, the little finger symbols.
Hey! Yeah,
I know you want a set of those.
Yes, because I do love annoying my wife.
That's right. You want to see if she'll leave you or not.
Oh.
Bazinga. Okay.
On to France. Sacre bleu. He said in a completely American wrong way as to not offend anyone.
There you go. That's probably for the best. You know, I still remember I actually a couple of years back went to France with some friends, and in France, there's regularly these guys that will be kind of outside of restaurants, and they'll make crepes for you there. You know, you just kind of tell them what you want and they'll make it for you, and then you just kind of pick it up and keep on walking or whatever. And I don't know what came over me, but he asked me what kind I wanted, and I'm like, chocolate banana. And he, like, gives me the weirdest look. What did you say? I said, chocolate banana. Okay. You know, then it's good. Why I went there, I will never know. Don't know why I'm going to share it with everybody, but... That's my France story.
Chocolate banana.
That's right. That's right.
Steve Martin in the Pink Panther.
Frighteningly close to that, actually.
Yeah.
Now there, the entertainment there in France is again an acrobatic setup, but it's different than China because it's what, like a chef and a busboy.
Yeah, and it's very, there's a lot more comedy involved.
Yes, exactly. It's not just a straight, this is what we're doing, you know, this is all acrobatic, but yeah, there's a lot of comedy involved as well, so.
I feel like it's a lot more for the audience than China's show is. Not to take away from China's show, because China's show is amazing, but.
Yeah, I think China's show probably has some more impressive acrobatics in it, but yes, I can get more into it when there's a little bit of comedy involved and things like that, so
yeah.
And then of course there is the 18-minute film showcasing the grandeur, charm, and romance of one of Europe's most enchanting countries, Impressions de France.
He read
what? I totally wrote all that out. I have never been into Impressions de France, and I might, you know what?
Brad loves France so much.
We start looking at these things, and I'm like, dude, I should really go see that video. So hopefully next time I'll go see that video. But France, for me, again, is, you know, the thing we always hit on about the architecture and about the food, because the patisserie there in the back, oh man, they just have so, like, the croissants there, the chocolate croissant,
croissant.
A lot of times our family likes to stop by there, and we'll get like the, because they'll sell you just like the deal of French bread, and we'll
like a baguette.
That. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And you can just, like, you know, just be walking around the Royal Showcase, just like ripping off a piece, and, you know, so yeah, it's a really cool little place. And that, when I go to France, because I've actually been there, that's what tells me that probably a lot of these countries, there are sections that are very similar, because when you go sit in the, as you step, again, kind of step away from that World Showcase Lagoon area and step into the country, that feels like you're back in, that feels like I'm back in France.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just, it's a very cool little setup. I have not been in Chefs de France. Again, that's another place that I think would be really cool to go there, because I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Well, and France is famous for their food.
Yes.
So if there's any place that you should go and just eat daily, it would be France.
Yeah. Well, and they've also got their, what they like, make a, there's a place right there against World Showcase. I think it's this Les Vins de Chefs de France, where they make Grand Marnier slushies.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yes. Those are very tasty, and you can get some crepes over next door, and you should definitely go and ask for a chocolate banana crepe.
Chocolate banana. And that guy will be like, you know Brad Burleson?
That's right. So, I think that kind of covers France, and you and head over across the bridges
to the UK.
Do-do-do-do-do.
England. Jolly old England.
At, what, the International Gateway?
Which, yeah, well, that's really, it's a gateway.
Yeah, it's actually just a entrance gate. It's, I don't know. There used to be a gift shop over there. I don't know if there still is. But yeah, pretty much it's just an entrance gate and an exit gate to take you to, what, like Yacht and Beach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Friendship boats. There's a little port right there.
Yeah, but not the Friendship. That is a different Friendship boat than the one that goes around the World Showcase Lagoon.
Yes.
Because there are ones that go in the World Showcase Lagoon. They stop on either side of the Showcase Plaza at Germany and where else? Oh, at Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to walk all the way around, you can take these little boats to get around. Those boats will only go around the World Showcase Lagoon, though, whereas the Friendship boats outside the International Gateway will take you back to some of the resorts.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to kind of cut through the World Showcase.
Yes, yeah, to take the little boats around the loop. Yeah, definitely. Definitely if you're looking to kind of skip over some of the countries, but at least go through once and actually visit all the countries because, as we've said, you want to see all of them. But yes, it does take us to the UK. Jolly old England.
Fish and chips.
So have you actually had fish and chips at the fish and chips place?
No, I haven't, but...
See, neither have I. And every time I go by there, I'm like, oh, that smells so good.
I know. We smelled it, and we'd just eaten at La Hacienda in Mexico. So I was like, oh, no, I'm not even hungry, but it smells so good.
It almost makes you want to do a bad thing and go ahead and try to stuff it in there. It won't. I can almost guarantee you it's not going to end well, but you want to do it.
But it would be so great for, like, that 10 minutes.
Right. And then you'd have to pay it back. So they also have the Rose and Crown Pub over there, which
is... That's another, on our list.
Yeah, see, that's another place I haven't done and really have wanted to do. Because I'm not... I don't really care that much for the... I don't care one way or the other about pub food.
Right.
But just, you know, trying out the beers and, you know... So you're going to go and get the yard of beer, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Good. So Jeremy's wife will be carrying him to the showcase.
But if you don't want to go in and get, there's a UK beer cart that you can also get some nice British beers.
Yeah, they've actually made it much easier to do what is known as drinking your way around the world. Please, please, ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to drink your way around the world. It is just not a good idea.
Missing Mass does not condone drinking. at all. So any drinking you do is on your own accord, and we're not responsible.
Actually, I don't have a problem with people drinking. I drink, you drink, we are both of the legal age to do so.
I just finished a beer.
Drinking your way around the world is just, I've seen people who've attempted it, and it just, I've never seen anybody who it ends well for.
Right.
So that, you know, why you would pay, what is it, $92 a day right now?
Yeah.
Is that the, okay, before the tickets go up again, which they should in a couple of months. But anyway, $92 to go and not remember probably three quarters of your day and to feel miserable, that just doesn't seem worth it to me, folks.
Yay!
But anyway, so that's an interesting place to suddenly throw in that public service announcement there. They do have the British Revolution in the UK, which...
I think that actually happened in America.
No. No, just back away from that comment. And we're both going to pretend like it did not happen. So anyway, so they have the British Revolution in the UK, who is basically a Beatles cover band.
Yep.
Or at least that's the way I felt like. I don't think they're limited to the Beatles. I want to say they play a couple of other artists as well, but
they're 90% Beatles.
It felt like a Beatles cover band to me.
Yep.
But they're a good Beatles cover band.
Oh yeah, they're real good, and then they have a nice little almost like a little gazebo they play in. And there's nice seating, and it's a beautiful little garden, and it's a nice place to just kind of go and hang out for a little bit.
Yes, yes. So check out the Revolution there. And is there anything else we want to cover in the UK?
I don't think so. I think that's it. And then the very last stop in the World Showcase is Canada. Uh-oh, my mouth's watering. Crap.
Yes. How can it not when you start talking about Canada?
Lesellier.
Yes, that's right. Canada has the reason why I have not tried any other sit-down restaurant in Epcot. Because anytime I go, I could eat there, I'm like, or I could eat at Lesellier, and everything else automatically loses.
So let's say first, in Canada, there is O Canada, which is a movie about Canada, right?
With Martin Short.
So it's actually worth a watch, I think.
I agree with that. At least it's worth watching once. I'm not going to make it a regular trip for myself. And isn't that one like a... Yeah, that's a 360 film as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going on all the way around you. So I think that kind of adds a little something to it. And it's still under 20 minutes, so it's not horribly long either.
Right.
But anyway, now that we got that silly little attraction out of the way.
Blah, blah, blah. Popcorn in Canada. Oh, Canada. Okay, Lesellier is quite possibly the best restaurant at Walt Disney World.
Yes. Okay. Maybe not the best in Walt Disney World, but I would say the best one in the parks. Because I don't know. California Grill.
Yeah.
The Yachtsman, maybe, but that would still be really close. But definitely, I think within the parks, Lesellier.
Definitely. Steaks. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my.
So often when I have a steak, I'm like, I could have made something better than this at home. If I go to Lesellier, I'm not saying that. I could not have made something this good at home.
No.
Whatever I made at home would not come close to tasting how good this, would be. So
and the, oh man, they put a like a one of them they put a mushroom risotto on top. Oh gosh.
Oh, that risotto is amazing.
Oh man. And what's so
sad is, you know, I had never really had risotto before. I probably had and had forgotten about it, but this was memorable. Mm-hmm. I got home and I'm like, I've totally got to make risotto, and then I make risotto and I'm like, I totally have to try a whole lot more to make risotto because this is crud compared to what I've had.
Right. When I went the first time in 2008, I had duck three ways. It was ground duck, and then a braised duck on top of ground duck, and then a duck sauce on top, like a duck fat sauce.
Hmm.
Oh.
That sounds really tasty, actually.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I don't think I've ever had something that rich and flavorful before in my entire life.
And have you tried the cheddar cheese soup?
No.
Oh, the cheddar cheese soup is so good. It's like It's cheddar cheese, and it's got some beer in it, too.
Yeah.
And it gives it just a really rich flavor, really unique flavor. That's really good there. The, the poutine? Is that how you say that? I don't
poutine.
Know. Poutine, there you go. That's really tasty. I will
that's
say
gravy over French fries for... It sounds gross, but it's gravy.
It's gravy with cheese curds, I believe, mm-hmm. over French fries.
Yep.
And the gravy they use I want to say it's like a red wine gravy or something. Oh, it's so tasty. Mm-hmm. So tasty.
Mm-hmm.
My mom did not enjoy it because she felt like she could smell the alcohol too strongly. I didn't taste any alcohol in it whatsoever. I just thought it was amazing. So, yeah. So you've got that, you've got the risotto, you have the amazing steaks.
Mm-hmm. I will say I booked our reservation 6 months in advance, and in the week my wife and I were there at Walt Disney World, there was one Tuesday night at 9 was the only reservation available.
Yes, I forget how far out is. Have reservations moved to like 6 months out now or something like
that's,
that?
That's as far ahead as you can book, and that's when I booked, and it was literally one reservation for the entire week.
Yes, basically, if you're going to make reservations for Le Cellier, the Crystal Palace used to be that way. I don't know if it's as much anymore, but the Crystal Palace, Cinderella's Royal Table, you know, some of these like top shelf places, you better be making that reservation like the morning. I think the lines open at like 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. or something like that. You need to be calling there because within the first 20 minutes or whatever, that place is going to book up for the entire day.
Yeah. And to exacerbate that problem, you can now book online reservations. Yeah.
So you're going to be fighting everybody who's booking online, everybody who's using the app, and everybody who's calling in, and everybody wants that reservation. So,
yep.
But again, it's worth that reservation because that place is amazing.
Yes, it is. And my wife does not like steak. She's never liked steak, but she requested that we eat there.
So there you go. It's just that good. So Le Cellier, sounds like a place to be. They also have Off Kilter there in Canada, which is another music act. Some dudes dancing around in kilts. I think it's a more fun show than British Revolution, similar to how, you know, you were talking about the acrobatic thing in France was more so than the one in China, because there's a lot more audience interaction with the off-kilter group
right.
in Canada. There's a lot more humor involved with it. It seems it's a lot less about the show and a lot more about getting people involved in the show and interacting with their crowd and everything. So I think that I really enjoy getting the opportunity to see them if they're actually out when I happen to be headed by Canada. So stop by, check those guys out. They used to have something, you know where that popcorn is right now? They used to have something called Moose Tails there, which were also amazing, but those are gone, so I'm not going to talk about them because then I'm just going to make everybody sad.
Aww.
So I guess we have now made our way around the World Showcase.
Which leaves us only with the very middle.
That's right. So if you want to swim in the World Showcase... Oh, wait. Okay, you're talking about the fireworks, not going to
I am, yeah, I know, yeah.
I
swam last time. They were not happy.
I would never want to swim in that. That is nasty water. But yes, you do have the nighttime show, which is Illuminations, Reflections of the Earth. Did I just say the Earth? Wow. And that is my second favorite fireworks display, or my second favorite nighttime show
mm-hmm.
at Disney, behind Wishes. And it's a very much like one and two are right next to one another sort of thing. And, you know, they say you can see it well from anywhere all around the World Showcase Lagoon, and that really is true. Again, the place that I enjoy getting to watch it from is right there at the World Showcase Plaza, so kind of right where you walk in, because they've got a seating area that you can walk into. They'll line you up, and they do not open it if the wind is going the wrong way, because it's close enough that they can't have some stuff from the fireworks falling there if the wind blows the wrong way. But most of the time, most nights it's going to be open, and it's the only place where you're going to sit on the ground, but so is everybody around you. So you don't have to worry about, you know, somebody just being taller than you and not being able to see over them or whatever. And it's a really cool place to sit and watch that fireworks show.
Right. And they're also going to be in the sky. So
yes.
Height of others is not really an issue.
It's not as much of an issue. It still kind of matters, as you know, because they have the globe there in the middle. And then the fountain effects. That's the only stuff that's really going to happen pretty low on the water. It's like I said, very cool to get to see. I really enjoyed that show. Highly recommend that you get there early, get a good spot, and make sure you catch Illuminations Reflections of Earth.
Yeah. And my favorite part of that show is so normally when you see fireworks, someone is lighting something. You can see the trail of the fireworks shooting into the air, so you know where it's going to explode. In Illuminations, they shoot them into the air with air cannons.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no trail. And so you'll just be watching and you can't see that there's anything, you know, flying up into the air, and all of a sudden fireworks. And it's just, it's a really cool effect. And, it's just a really cool thing that Disney took the time to figure out and do.
Yes. And do it as well as what they did. So, mm-hmm.
So suffice to say, Illuminations is something you definitely need to do at least once. And the World Showcase is not the most fun park, or the most fun part of Epcot, and the most fun place to go at Walt Disney World, but you'll never see anything like that anywhere else.
No, and that's the thing, is it's you have to walk in there with, minus the expectation that you have in so many other areas of Walt Disney World, where it's about how many attractions can I ride and how quick can I get from attraction to attraction.
Right.
It takes a different mindset when you walk into the World Showcase to truly enjoy. But if you enter it with the right mindset, it is an awesome part of your trip.
Right.
No, hands down, no doubt.
Absolutely. We will actually see you next week, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. I'm at J Pettigrew.
I am at Coder Brad.
And we're on Facebook at Missing the Mouse. And our website is missingthemouse.co, which has just gotten a little bit of an update, a little bit of a rebrand. So go and check that out. And we'll see you next week. And have a magical day.